Hello, this is Guillermina González, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have Carol Richardson, Project Officer for the City of Lewis. Carol, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for letting me have this opportunity to be part of the program.
How can we are not going to do that since you are sharing very important and good news about Lewis and the summer concert series that you guys are conducting in there. So thanks for the time and thanks for the call. And let's just get started, shall we?
Okay.
Why don't you share ideas? Tell us about the Lewis concert summer concert series. It's not
sure.
The first year. It's been conducted for a series of years now. So give us the idea of the summer concert series, the idea behind.
Sure. The program has actually been in Lewis for about 10 years now. And the 2014 WSFS Bank Lewis Summer Concert Series is a free concert program. It's usually held on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. on the stage of Stango Park next to the Lewis Public Library, starting May 27th, and then it continues through our season until August 26th. And usually there's around 14 performances, and we do have that many scheduled this year. The concerts are sponsored by WSFS Bank,
mm-hmm.
and they're a collaboration between the City of Lewis and the Lewis Public Library. And the program is also made possible in part by a grant from the Delaware Division of Arts, as you know, is the state agency dedicated to nurturing and supporting the arts in Delaware.
Indeed.
In partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts. So, you know, we try to enrich the lives of people within Lewis, the residents, the visitors, to come out and enjoy the arts through the summer season.
There you go.
And this is one way that we can accomplish that.
And indeed, because Lewis and the Rehoboth Beach area is not just about, you know, going to the beach and going to buy stuff, but certainly speaks to the many things arts-wise that you have in there.
Correct.
So
correct.
Tell us.
And the Summer Concert Series is an open-air stage program that people can come and bring their blankets and their chairs, and they can sit outside. And Stango mm-hmm. Park is beautiful. It has a lot of shaded trees. So we usually have between 500 and 700 people that will attend each performance.
Wow,
it's like a backyard setting. It's very enjoyable, very relaxed, a lot of fun, and the performers try to engage the audience, and it's a really good time for everybody. And then also, if there's inclement weather that might be possible, we usually move our outdoor concerts to an indoor venue, which is the auditorium for the Cape Henlopen, the Cape Henlopen High School. And then we alert the public if that change mm-hmm. is going to happen or if there's a cancellation that's going to happen.
Well, that's playing safe. I mean, you either have the outdoor activity or you go indoors. But in any event, the
Correct.
Concert takes place regardless.
We're very fortunate that we have that venue and that we're in collaboration with the high school, that they allow us to do that. And people are very amicable, and they know when it's going to change, and they'll just move right over to the high school.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the Stango Park for those who haven't heard about that beautiful venue.
Stango Park it's right up against the Lewis Public Library off of Kings Highway.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming in off of Route 1, it's a beautiful park. There's a children's learning garden, and then, like I said, there's an open-air stage. It's about 30 to 40 feet stage,
mm-hmm.
And there's beautiful lighting, and we just try to make it a very relaxed setting and a fun setting for the public.
Mm-hmm.
And there's parking within the library that people can park. It's handicap accessible,
mm-hmm.
and there's parking along Kings Highway as well. And a lot of people will walk to the concert if they're visiting Lewis, if they're vacationing within our town, or if
mm-hmm.
just the residents. They'll walk over with their beach chairs and just sit down and enjoy the arts.
Oh, my goodness.
And this year, each year we try to bring in a diversity of different types of performers,
mm-hmm.
whether that's singing or bands or performing groups. And like I said, we do have 14 performances scheduled.
So I cannot wait, but let's begin talking about your many performers this time. 14.
Sure.
Go right ahead.
To kick off of our 2014 Summer Concert Series, May 27th, Reunion Band will be performing.
Mm-hmm.
A Reunion is a seven-piece classic rock ensemble. Their roots are traced to a number of rock and roll bands formed in Kent County from the late 60s and the early 70s. They're a lot of fun. Their music appeals to all ages
mm-hmm.
with songs from, like, the Beatles and Van Morrison. They have soulful R&B and Motown, like, from Memphis, And then, of course, they've got the good old-fashioned rock and roll, so they're a lot of fun. And then the next Tuesday, June 3rd, the Annapolis Bluegrass Coalition will be performing. They have performed for us a couple years ago. They were great, too. They're a premier bluegrass band from the Annapolis, Maryland area. They have a traditional combination of banjo and fiddle, mandolin, guitar, and bass fiddle. And they offer a whole bunch of traditional and contemporary compositions laced with harmonies and bluesy solos. Actually, their music's been described as bluegrass fireworks, so they definitely get people's feet moving. And then June 10th, we have the Delmarva Big Band. They'll be performing with an 18-piece big band, including trumpets and trombones and saxophones and a full rhythm section. And they actually perform in tribute to Mr. Grazier, who is the Delmarva Big Band was formerly the Len Grazier Orchestra. And they perform their inaugural concert in tribute to late Mr. Grazier at Ocean City's annual Sunfest in 2005. So now they continue his legacy by playing that traditional 18-piece big band music. So that'll be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
And then June 17th, we have Dr. Harmonica and Rocket 88. They'll be performing their bluesy sound. Mark Kennelly, who is Dr. Harmonica, he's lead vocals. He's been playing harmonica since he was a child, and he's really known for his big harmonica sound. They're a lot of fun. And then June 24th, we have Zydeco Agogo. And this band has played for us before in the past, and we've had huge turnouts for them. This band was founded in 1992, and they're based in Philadelphia, and they've been praised for their authentic Louisiana sound. It is so much fun. At the heart of their songs is classic Zydeco sound of, like, the accordion and the rub board and saxophone and electric bass and drums. They've got the Cajun two-step blend with the Creole Zydeco and the classic New Orleans rhythm and blues. It's like a spicy gumbo of Louisiana music. It's a lot of good, fun dance music.
I love how you describe the stuff. I'm almost seeing these guys.
It's a great lineup this year. We're just anticipating a lot of turnout.
I can tell. So just keep going.
Yeah, almost done. July 1st.
No, take your time. I'm just learning and kind of choosing right now.
It's going to be fun. July 1st is the U.S. Army Band Downrange. They'll be performing for us. They focus on up-to-date repertoire of rock and pop and country and R&B. But they also inspire the audiences with, like, signature patriotic arrangements. They perform for our troops overseas and here at home. And I know that this band will be an inspiration and an honor as they get up on the stage. They're fantastic. Again, that's the U.S. Army Band Downrange. And then July 8th is Ty Sherwood and the Tidewater Band. They always fill our concert air with country music. They've been here probably 3 or 4 years now, and we've had a lot of people wanting to bring them back. So we try to throw in new bands and also do some repeats of some bands that people really enjoy and we get responses out of. So Ty Sherwood and Tidewater Band, they're one of them. They cover country music like Strait and Jackson and McGraw and Haggard, and they're very popular, and that'll be a lot of fun. And then July 15th is the Milford Community Band, and they were formed in 1990, and they've got a current membership of about 45 members right now. They consist of everything from oboes and flutes and clarinets and saxophones and trombones and tubas, and their music mostly focuses on movie and show tunes and light classics and, like, you know, the concert in the park type music. And then Thursday, July 24th. Now, this is the one performance that won't be on a Tuesday. This performance is on a Thursday, July 24th, it will be held at the Cape Henlopen High School. And this is the American Rogues. They're going to be coming back to Lewis and perform there at the auditorium, and they are fantastic. Their sound is a combination of the 78th Fraser Pipe Band, Waterboys, the Chieftains, Wolfstone, and Dave Matthews Band, all mixed together. So this is a Canadian-American Celt Rock folk world group. They're known internationally now, and they have electrified audiences, and now they have a family of fans known as the Rogue Army.
Oh, there you go.
So they have a very big fan base, and their instrumentation includes violin, accordion, piano, guitar, world champion bagpipes, bass guitar, whistles, and multiple drums. They have a great stage show, so we really just want to encourage everybody to come on out to Cape Henlopen High School again Thursday, not Tuesday, Thursday, July 29th. Thursday, July 24th, excuse me. And then July 29th, we have the Larks performing. This is a new band we've brought on board this year. Mm-hmm. They have a New Orleans-style funk and smooth jazz. They're based from Salisbury, Maryland, and their band was founded by guitarist Pete Bozick in the summer of 2002, and their brand of deep pocket funky jazz, it's unique, but it's refreshing, so we're really looking forward to that one. And then August 5th, we have the First State Harmonizers Chorus. They're a group of gentlemen who gather together in celebration of the art form known as barbershop music. Mm. That's going to be a treat. They are a chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society, and they're directed by Sharon Arisman. And they sing mostly about love and home and sweethearts. So that will definitely be a treat if you can make it out for that
there
one.
There you go. And before, Carol, give me a sec because I'm taking notes here, just kind
right.
of picking and choosing because it's impossible to go every single Tuesday, you know. Or
yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah.
But let me re-engage with the audience, if you will, for a minute. You're listening to Delaware State of the Arts radio show, News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. And today we have the pleasure of talking to Carol Richardson, project officer for the City of Lewis, who is sharing the summer concert series, Lewis Summer Concert Series, that is taking place in the next few weeks, and she's giving us details about the many performers, 14 weeks, that promise to be a fantastic, fantastic event. Just give me a description of this Stango Park and how everything is going to take place in there, Carol.
Right. The Lewis Summer Concert Series, it's a free concert program to the public. It's open to everyone. It's usually held on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. at Stango Park, which is next to the Lewis Public Library off of Kings Highway if you're coming in from Route 1. The concert series starts on May 27th, and it goes through our summer season until August 26th.
There you
so
go.
You bring your blankets and bring your chairs and come on down. It's an open-air theater. It's like a backyard setting. Lots of fun. We usually have 500 to 700
That is a very well attended event.
It's a very well attended event, and it's an anticipated event. Mm-hmm. We usually have people months in advance asking, have you gotten your lineup set up yet? Do you have your magnet? We have magnets and brochures and everything out to the public, and we try to get those magnets out to the Lewis Public Library and the Lewis Chamber of Commerce and the local merchants so that the public is aware that the concert series is there for them.
Right. And for the City of Lewis, before we continue with the, you know what, let's go there right after because we are almost done when it comes to describing the many performers you were mentioning about. Let's go to the August 5th. You want to refresh people's memories and start from there?
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. You cut out for just a second.
So let's go for the August 5th. You were finishing describing that particular...
I was talking about August 5th. Tuesday, August 5th is the First State Harmonizers Chorus. Like I said, they are known for their barbershop. They're part of the chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society, and they sing mostly about love and home and sweethearts, so that's going to be fun. And then August 12th, the following week, is Leroy Hawks and the Hypnotics, and they're going to entertain us with soulful sounds that will no doubt make your feet move. Leroy is soul ambassador of the blues, and he brings good times to the stage with his blues and soul. And he, too, is new, I believe, on board this year.
Oh, okay.
And then also new on board, August 19th, the next week, is the Fabulous Dial Tones. They'll take our Stango stage. They're a classic rock band that has performed throughout the Washington, D.C. area for like the past 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they cover artists such as Chicago and the Doobie Brothers and the Beatles and Steely Dan. And they also do a number of Motown classics from the 60s.
Well,
they're a combination of harmonies, and they have a powerful horn ensemble that will definitely make an evening for new and old memories with just songs from the golden classic era of rock and roll, so that's fun. And then to finish up our series on August 26th, we're actually having the Cape Chorale perform.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Chorale is the auditioned choir of Cape Henlopen High School, and it consists of 32 students from grades 9 to 12, and it's under the direction of Louise Foster. She's the director of the choirs at the Cape Henlopen High School. And they sing a variety of music from classical to rock to Shakespeare to Coldplay, a cappella, or company. They're a fantastic group of students.
There you go.
And they sing a variety of diverse music. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds really fun. I mean, Coldplay and the classics, and my goodness gracious, mm-hmm. it's a nice, beautiful combination right there.
It is. I mean, they are very diverse. They try to hit all types of varieties of music, so that it's nice that they'll introduce the crowd to that.
There you go. Now, how do you come up with all these magnificent artists? Because it sounds like a very inclusive event, a little bit of everything. There's something in it for each one of those who are attending. Tell us about the conception of the program.
Well, what we actually do is we will solicit and ask for performers to submit biographies and requests to perform at the concert series. And then based on their submissions, we'll go ahead. We have actually a performance criteria that we'll utilize to look at the performers. We look at their biographies. They need to be able to display some type of live audition or video submissions or provide links to the website so that we can actually hear their audio samples.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on those audio samples the live auditions or the video submissions, will evaluate the quality of the performance, the artistic quality of the performances, and their overall talent and how they interact with their audiences and engage with their audiences and their diversity and their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that's how we choose that. And we had quite a few submissions this year. It was very difficult. We had a lot of talent come through this year with their submissions, so it was difficult to narrow it down to the 14.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, we like to try to bring some bands back or some performers back, and then we'd like to also bring in new performances, you know, and try to keep the diversity level up. So it touches people of all ages and of all...
Yeah, kinds of musics and
all types of music and all types of you know, everybody's got a different perspective. So it's nice to be able to introduce different types of arts to people that they might not have heard before.
There you go. Now, coming from the city of Lewis, I'm sure you have an economic development perspective on all these. Is this something that you guys are looking forward to having each year? Is there a way... If not measuring, if you will, I'm sure you've seen the impact of the concerts and how that brings, making the story short, money to the city of Lewis.
Right. Well, we know that it's an anticipated event each year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this event, it happens because of wonderful sponsors like WSFS, and the city contributes. And then, of course, through the Delaware Division of Arts grant, this is all made possible. If we didn't have such wonderful sponsors and this type of participation and this type of collaboration, these events, they probably wouldn't happen. So we're very fortunate up to this point, and we just hope to continue on this collaboration year after year and continue to bring diverse performances in and just make the public aware of the amazing artists that are in the Delmarva Peninsula and around the area. And, you know, we don't just focus on artists within Delaware, but, you know, all over the Cape region, they're coming in and the submissions are coming in. So, you know, each year we're anticipating it that, you know, we just strive to make it a little bit better and a little bit better. And so it's enriching to people's lives.
And just
you know, and the nice thing about the fact that it's an open air and it's in walking distance to a lot of people, some people may not be able to get out to a concert because they either have to drive or they're not able to drive.
Well, in some occasions, quite honestly, the price involved. And in this case, it's a free concert as far as...
Correct.
So, I mean, how can you beat that?
And in this economy, sometimes people can't afford to go out and purchase tickets for a concert. So it's nice that the communities, there's communities in the area that will provide free concerts so people can still experience the arts, even if they're not able maybe to afford certain things.
Indeed. Now, let me put you on the spot. What is your favorite of the series?
My favorite concert series?
The favorite artist, the one that you probably are going to attend. Let's put it this way.
Oh, I'm going to attend all these concerts.
That's a politically correct answer, Carol. Good for you.
That's because I'm the summer concert coordinator this year. So,
you better be there.
I'm going to be there, and I'm hoping everybody else is going to be there. And we're really hoping that the very first one is just going to be a big kickoff. We're going to try to hand out bubbles to the kids so they can blow bubbles and fans to the to the adults so they can fan themselves just in case it's too warm out there.
There you go. Yeah, you
and
never
just make
know.
Make it a really nice ambiance for everybody. So we just encourage everybody to come on out and have some fun. And it, like I said, it's free and open to the public.
There you go. That was the perfect answer. Now, in terms of thinking about the next one, have you guys begin thinking about what those artists might be for next year?
We really haven't gotten that far. I've actually had a couple of artists that wanted to perform this year, but it just got filled so fast that we talked about possibly starting a lineup for next year, but we quite haven't gotten that far.
Okay. Well, there you go. You never know. But the spirit, I imagine, is going to be about the same, like a mix of a little bit of everything.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Something new and exciting I'm always looking for.
There you go. So in case somebody wants to get more information about the Lewis concert, the summer concert series, Carol, is there a way for people to have access to the information so they see that?
Absolutely. They can actually go to the City of Lewis's website, which is www.ci.lewis.de.us. Or if you want to talk to somebody personally and have questions about the concert, you're more than welcome to call me at the City Hall at 302-645-7777, extension 100, and I'll be able to help you with that.
There you go. So quickly again, if you will, the website.
The website is www.ci.lewis.de.us.
There you go. Well, with that, we run out of time. It promises to be a fantastic concert series, and we just wish you the best.
Well, we appreciate it, and thank you so much for allowing us on the program today.
Hey, our pleasure. It begins on May 27th all the way to August 26th. Go for details to the City of Lewis information. Just Google it, worst case scenario. And it was our pleasure to have you on the program, Carol. Many, many thanks.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.